dear. Venus, there is so much fan mail, how will we ever get through it?
Well, Sue, the key to success is to prioritize. So first of all, we will answer all the ones that are about me. This one, for example, says that he likes me very much. Oh, how nice of him to say so. He wants to know some more intimate details about me. Personal things that no one else knows. Well, well. I wonder what he means.
I know, Venus. Why not tell him about the time your arm came off and really had to fix it back with a piece of a coat hanger? He bent the wire so that part of it went right down inside you and the other half held your arm on. I bet no one else knows about that.
Well, Sue, I've nothing against DJ Wheelie Bag and the way he fixes us up when our legs or arms come off. Don't get me wrong. But I am not really sure that is what our correspondent means by intimate details. Perhaps we had better try answering one of yours.
Okay, Venus, I have a nice one here. He thinks that I sound like his kind of girl, and he would like to buy me dinner in Dalston. I do believe he wants to be my boyfriend. I'm so excited.
Sue. Oh, my dear Sue. How many times must I remind you? You're just a plastic doll from the pound shop. You cannot do dinner you don't even eat. Anyway, you're only 10 inches high. How can you possibly go out on a date in Dalston?
But he sounded so nice, Venus. I wish I had a real boyfriend. What's the point of being a celebrity if I can't have one? It's not fair.
Who said life would be fair, Sue? We may only be plastic dolls, but we are wheelettes, and wheelie relies upon us to put on a brave face, no matter how we may be feeling inside. We'll finish off the mail later. Right now we need to get ready for this Saturday night's show.
Yes, Venus, I guess you're right. You're always right. I should be glad that, at least, I have a friend like you.